I still recall the conversation with a mother and a father about why their child wasn't available to attend Bar and Bat Mitzvah classes. As a rabbi, I've heard all types of stories about why kids can't attend another afternoon program. And I can appreciate the challenges that families face. It seems like we're more scheduled than ever. Every moment from early morning until late into the evening seems to be filled with one more activity. Kids are shuffled from place to place and often do their homework in the back seat of the car. While I believe Beth Adam's Bar and Bat Mitzvah program has great value, and I've witnessed remarkable moments when an adolescent stands before our congregation, I also know that having a Bar and Bat Mitzvah, while worthwhile, isn't essential. A Jewish child who hasn't had a Bar or Bat Mitzvah can grow up to be an engaged and an active Jewish adult, and if truth be told, many kids drop out after their Bar or Bat Mitzvah thinking that it marks the end of their Jewish education until they have children of their own. So maybe we do need to rethink the Bar or Bat Mitzvah experience altogether. But I still can't help but think about what those parents said to me about why their child couldn't attend class. They explained that they wanted their child involved in sports in order to learn ethics. They explained to me that sports is a good place to learn about morals and values, that it's a good place to learn about playing by the rules. So I can't help but wonder what those parents are saying to their child now that Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots was elected coach of the year because of his team's historic season, 16 wins and no losses, a first in football history. But remember, it was also that very same coach who was caught cheating at the beginning of the year. Apparently, Belichick's team was caught illegally recording the signs of the opposing team, a violation of the NFL rules. So Belichick was fined $250,000, the Patriots another $500,000, and denied a first-round draft pick in 2008. Well, it strikes me as a mixed message. He was condemned for cheating, but rewarded for winning? What ethical lesson is being taught now? Of course, this follows in the footsteps of the Mitchell report that implicated 89 baseball players for steroid use, and Barry Bonds being indicted for perjury and obstruction of justice, and being accused of using performance-enhancing drugs, and Marion Joyner, track star, a three-time gold medal winner, who finally admitted to using steroids before the Sydney Olympics. Or what about Floyd Landis denying he used drugs to win the Tour de France? I imagine that these parents, and tens of thousands of others, are being forced to have conversations with their children about ethics and sports, much like the parents of children who are fans of Zoe 101 starring Jamie Lynn Spears, 16-year-old sister of Brittany, who's now pregnant, are having with their children about sex. Now, I don't want anyone to think that I'm suggesting that religion is all perfect, for it surely isn't. But I do believe that here at Beth Adam, we address the issues of ethics, values, and morals with honesty and an open-mindedness, a sincere desire to help our students develop the qualities and skills to make healthy judgments. All I want is for folks to be honest with themselves and with their children. An organization that presents its highest yearly honor to a person caught cheating simply because they won the most games is making a clear and loud statement. Honesty doesn't matter. Winning does. Maybe children would be better served spending a little less time playing on the sports field and a little bit more time studying ethics from a humanistic perspective. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.